KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly sunny here today, with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, a high around 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, serving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Topping area news, a Cass County man faces numerous charges following a traffic stop that resulted in a high-speed pursuit late Wednesday evening. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Josh McLaren told KJAN News the chase began after he tried to stop a red Chevy pickup on the northwest side of Messina at 740th and Quincy Road just before 9 p.m. Wednesday.
I knew the driver to be Trell Peterson from Cumberland, Messina area. I also knew that he did not have a driver's license. Initiated the traffic stop, and Mr. Peterson did not yield to my emergency lights. At that point in time, I activated my audible siren. He did not yield to that.
A pursuit ensued westbound on Quincy Road with a pickup reaching speeds that approached 100 miles per hour.
At that point in time, he continued west into 720th Street. At 720th Street, he went southbound, still at a very high rate of speed, crossed Highway 92 and continued south to Victoria Road, where he turned east.
Deputy Kyle Quist picked up the pursuit as the pickup headed east on Victoria Road. During the pursuit, the pickup nearly collided with Quist's cruiser as well as other vehicles, and it nearly hit a man who was trying to retrieve the mail from his mailbox on the rural road. The chase wound its way toward the southeast corner of Messina on various county roads before the pickup found its way onto a dirt road that had become muddy following the recent heavy rains. Well, the deputies didn't want to risk getting stuck, so they circumvented the mud road, but the suspect wasn't so lucky.
Deputy Quist ended up locating the vehicle in that section in front of, it was parked on the roadway in front of 67213 760th Street. At that point in time, there was nobody in the vehicle.
Peterson was found hiding near an outbuilding on the property. He surrendered to Quist and his canine partner, Vader, at around 9:17 p.m. McLaren said despite efforts by several law enforcement agencies to locate a passenger in the pickup, that person was not found. He said they have a pretty good idea, though, of who that subject was, and the charges are pending completion of the investigation. Peterson, meanwhile, faces a litany of charges.
His charges right now are eluding law enforcement, reckless driving, speed, driving under suspension, violation of a restricted license, no SR-22 insurance, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, carrying a concealed weapon, and also operating while under the influence of drugs. He does also have a pending charge with further investigation of the assault on the officer, on Deputy Quist, with his actions with his vehicle once he met Deputy Quist on the gravel road.
The man was being held in the Cass County Jail earlier this morning. McLaren says the Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted during the incident by deputies from the Shelby, Adair, Adams, and Montgomery County Sheriff's Departments, the Iowa State Patrol and Iowa State Patrol aircraft, the Red Oak PD, Atlantic PD K-9 units, and Atlantic PD reserves. News time is 7:10.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to one inch six wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
Two men were injured. One was transported to the hospital following a crash near the intersection of Highway 71 and Interstate 80 in Cass County Wednesday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol says 83-year-old Paul Lundgren of Clarinda was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance after the 2012 Buick LaCrosse he was driving failed to stop as it was coming off the exit from I-80 westbound to the intersection with Highway 71. As Lundgren's car was crossing 71, it was hit broadside by a northbound 1992 Ford F-250 pickup. driven by 61-year-old Stephen Christensen of Audubon. Christensen complained of pain but refused medical assistance. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. The accident happened at around 2:40 p.m. Wednesday. Following the crash, the pickup came to rest in the median while the car came to rest in the ditch on the northeast side of the intersection. Lundgren was trapped in his car until being freed by mechanical means. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a Cass County warrant. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department took 36-year-old Timothy Orville Welch into custody at around 3:24 p.m. at a residence in the 700 block of North Broadway Street. Welch was wanted on a warrant for a probation violation. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and held a $25,000 bond. And police in Red Oak say no one was injured following a collision between two cars at the intersection of East Knuckles and North 5th Streets. That happened around 2:40 p.m. Wednesday. Officials say a car driven by 40-year-old Shannon Seekings of Red Oak was traveling eastbound on East Knuckles, had entered the intersection and nearly made it halfway across when her car was hit on the side by a northbound 2001 Chevy Monte Carlo driven by 19-year-old Laron Eds of Red Oak. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,200. There were no citations issued. News time is 7:13.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter-inch to one-inch six-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
In the funeral announcements, Evelyn Northrup, age 95, of Audubon, died Sunday. Services for Evelyn Northrup will be today at 10:30 at the Hamelin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jesse Leeper, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jesse Leeper will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kira Christensen, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Sunday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Kira Christensen will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton, with Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton in charge of arrangements. Nancy Young, age 77, of Oakland, died May the 7th. Memorial services for Nancy Young will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Norma Shields, age 91, of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Norma Shields will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Julie Hansen, age 59, who's formerly of Elkhorn, died May the 29th. A celebration of life service for Julie Hansen will be today at 2:30 in the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Mary Brooks, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Brooks will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wallace D. Patti, age 82, of Shelby, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Wallace Patti will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Max Hummel, age 96, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Max Hummel will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. The Sky Scan forecast is next.